We're going to continue on. As the scripture says, the title for this year is Look to Jesus and Live. Now, on last week, we talked about the importance of having access to Jesus in prayer. Having access to Jesus in prayer. And if you're not careful, that privilege, you'll lose it. As we said on last week, the people had to go to Moses and ask Moses to ask the Lord for help, when they really should have been in a position to do that for themselves. Now, looking at Numbers chapter number 21, I want to look at verses number 8 and 9 this morning, and we'll go down to the section that says, Jesus is the Lord that healeth. Numbers chapter number 21, 8 and 9, it says, And the Lord said unto Moses, Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. Verse number 9, it says, And Moses made a serpent of brass, and put it up upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. Now, when we look at this particular passage of scripture in comparison to the bottom of our bulletin, if you look at the bottom left of your bulletin, it says, Jesus is the Lord that healeth. Jesus is the Lord that healeth. When you take into consideration what had transpired and man's response to that, even when Jesus died on the cross, it's amazing how they pay attention more to the wood than they do to the person that was on it. We have idolized the wood more than the person that was actually on it. We wear the crosses on our necks. We have them stitched in the wood. And people respect that. People honor that. But then when it comes down to Jesus, they throw Jesus to the side. They throw his message, his teaching, his way of doing things to the side. But they give more honor to that cross, that wood. And it's no different in Moses' day. You think about that, it is as though the enemy was setting them up for idol worship, setting the creature up for idol worship, forgetting again what had just transpired. The serpents were a result of their disobedience, their lack of appreciation, how they treated Jesus. So though the Lord God said enough is enough, he sent these fiery serpents as a judgment for how they had behaved themselves. And again, that's truth with it, with a lot of us. Some things we go through because of the decisions and the choices that we make. And if we don't learn from those choices and decisions, sometimes that stuff will cause us to lose. Very much lose stuff, but ultimately it'll cause you to lose your life. It'll cause you to lose your position, your opportunity that you have to live. So we don't ever want to forget why we are delivered or why we are healed when we get into stuff. It wasn't necessarily the pole, and it wasn't necessarily the serpent that was placed on the pole. It was an act of obedience to what Jesus told them. Moses was told to get that staff and put the fiery serpent on it. And then he said, those that do what, look up to it. Whether they had been bit, if they had been bitten, they'll do what? Live. Now, think about the concept of that. Was it the pole that healed them? Or was it the word of Jesus? I say it was the word of Jesus. I say it was that word that healed them. It wasn't the pole. Pole has no power. But the word of the Lord Jesus has the authority over what? Life and death. If we just be submissive to it, if we take that word and we honor it, that word will do great things for us in our lives. If we put it in the position that it belongs, doesn't belong down the bottom, but it belongs at the forefront of our thoughts, the forefronts of our mind. Let's look at that scripture down at the bottom, the Exodus scripture. Exodus chapter number 15 and 26. And it says, and said, if thou would diligently hearken to what? The voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his what? Command. Didn't I just tell you it wasn't necessarily the pole, but it was the word of the Lord. It was the instruction that had been given to the people. It says, and keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. Why? Because I am the Lord that does what? Heals you. I am the Lord that heals you. It is not the stick. It is not that wooden cross. But it is the Lord Jesus. It is the Lord Jesus is the one that heals. And again, we can go around. You can have crosses all on your walls in your house. Some people do that. You come through the door, they got crosses all on every wall. And before you know it, the house looks like something weird. Because you just got all these wooden crosses all up on your walls. And then you got all these pictures all on your walls. You say, well, who is that? That's Jesus. How you know that that's Jesus? You haven't seen Jesus. You don't know what Jesus looks like. And Jesus wouldn't even allow men. You think about pictures and things. He wouldn't even allow technology to come into that realm at that time when he was here on the earth. Lest we be around with all these pictures of him and idolizing that image rather than coming or failing to see who he is. Right? That's truth. We'll neglect to see who he is. And you think about the concept of that. Look at what happened on that staff. Who was it, the one that healed their bodies? It wasn't the staff, but it was the Lord Jesus. He claims ownership over that power or that blessing. He says, I am the Lord that does what heals, right? It's not your medicine. It's not your treatments. It's not your doctors. It is Jesus is the one that does what heals. Right? He gets all the credit for everything that come forth in your life. Jesus is the one that does these things, saints. And if we're not careful, we'll give honor. We'll be no different than the Israel was when they asked or told Aaron to make that molten gold image. Remember Moses was up in the mountain and they were looking for Moses and they said, he's gone. And we need something to worship. And what did they revert back to? Behaviors that they had learned in bondage. They were looking. Isn't that amazing how the Lord can bring you out of something? And if you're not careful, you'll bring that same stuff over into the place of freedom. And they persuaded Aaron. And he could have resisted it. He could have said, no, we're not going to do this. He could have stood up and been the leader that he was called to be. And said, no, I'm not going to participate in what you are asking me to do. But because that thing appealed to his flesh, and when Moses came back, he tried to hide behind it and say, the people made, no, they didn't make you do nothing. You made a choice. You made a decision. You went along with the crowd. That's the truth, saints. We got to be careful. This is really what I was talking about when I was saying fall back. You know, you don't let the people persuade you. Because the people will drive you into decisions and choices that are not like Jesus. Right. And then once you get in it, then you want to cry, Lord, help me. Lord said, help you for what? You brought this on yourself. If you would have stood still and saw my salvation, then you wouldn't be in this sorrow like you're in right now. That's true, saints. That's why sometimes, again, we'll get ourselves into things. And we need to ask the Lord to touch our minds. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us to realize what you have done for us. Help us to realize the ways that you have made for us. Right? Come on, saints. Sometimes sin gets the best of us. And it inflicts an injury on us. It does damage. When you let sin come into your life, it does damage. And the only one that can fix that damage is the Lord Jesus. That's the truth. But it requires some humility. It requires some humility on our part. Yes, it does. You have to have that mind. You say, well, I'm wrong. The way I'm thinking is wrong. The things that I'm doing are not pleasing in Jesus' sight. And I need to stop it, right? Bring it into it. That's what I told you all before. Repentance is something daily. You need to be working on repentance every day. You need to be asking the Lord Jesus, if it's something that I said, something that I thought, a decision that I made that wasn't aligned or in agreement with your way, Jesus, help me to let that thing go. Right? Come on, that's the truth. Help me to let that thing go, that I might be submissive to your plan, to the way that you would have me to do it. Huh? Come on, don't you realize his word reveals unto us his plan. It reveals unto us the teachings that Jesus wants us to go by. Come on, let's go over, didn't intend to go there, to Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter number 3, I believe it is. In verse number 16. Let me get over here and see it myself. No, that's not what I want. I want 2 Timothy, I think. Where it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Is that chapter 2? 2 Timothy 2. It is at 3:16. All right. What does it say? All scripture. Is that 1 Timothy 3:16? 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by what? Isn't that something? See how the Lord lets you know about the power of his word? He says, if you, in Exodus, it told you if you diligently hearken to the voice of Jesus. Don't you realize that the scriptures are the voice of Jesus? If you hearken to the voice of Jesus and you do that which is right, just because the scripture reports it or just because the scripture shares it doesn't mean it was necessarily right. Huh? Come on. It is in scripture that David looked at Bathsheba bathe. And that's reported in the scripture. But does that mean that's a behavior that Jesus wants me to engage in? No. Huh? Just because the scriptures report it doesn't mean it's necessarily right. Huh? Right. Jesus told Adam and Eve, don't you eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Right. What did the scriptures report? Eve took that fruit and gave also to her husband, and both of them did eat it. The scriptures reported it, but it doesn't necessarily mean that what they were doing was the right thing. We need to hear the voice of the Lord, even in the midst of the scriptures. And separate what was reported from what the Lord has said, right? Huh? Come on, that's true, saints. You got to go beyond what people say, what was reported, and see what does Jesus say. And when I see and I identify that this is the Lord's word, Jesus told me in Exodus to hearken to it, listen to it, and do what is right. In other words, take the Lord's word and find out what is the right path. What is the right way to do this thing? Huh? Come on. All of it is given by inspiration of God, right? And it's profitable. It'll move you forward. It'll progress you. Huh? Talk about progressing, moving forward, advancing. It will move you forward. It's profitable for what? Doctrine? For reproof. You don't have to worry about anybody looking you over. Let the Lord's word look you over. Let the Lord's word show you the errors of your ways. Huh? But you have to be willing that once Jesus shows you your errors, to make the necessary corrections. Huh? To make the necessary adjustments. Jesus said, do it this way. You got to say, oh, I'm not doing it that way. Well, what are you going to do with the Lord's word? Are you going to be obedient to it? Huh? Someone go over to first to Isaiah chapter number 1. Really quick, hold your finger there in 2 Timothy because I'm coming back to it. Isaiah chapter number 1 and start at around about verse number 10. Isaiah 1 and 10. Isaiah chapter number 1, verse number 10. Isaiah. Hear the word of who? Huh? Isn't that, do y'all have that at the forefront of your mind? I need to hear the Lord's word, right? I need to get an understanding of what Jesus is telling me, right? Not so much as just hearing it in my ear. What good is me hearing it if I don't understand it? In all of my getting, I need to get a what? An understanding, right? Hear the word of the Lord. Keep going. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. Isn't that something? Isn't that something how the Lord allows Isaiah to write about a group of people that were judged? Huh? You all know what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. Huh? What was that? That was a place of judgment. But it looks like they've gotten repopulated. Huh? Look like the people came back into it again. Huh? That's the truth. They inhabited that space where the Lord brought judgment. Isn't that just like Israel? How Israel walked by the Red Sea, the place where the Lord enacted judgment. Huh? But they did what? They forgot what Jesus had done for them. He said, I want you to put, let these bodies and these chariots and these horses be a memorial to you. As you walk by the coast of the Red Sea, when you see this, you need to remember what the Lord has done for you. How he brought you out with a mighty outstretched arm, and he also how he dealt with your enemies. Huh? That's the truth. When you belong to Jesus, your enemies are his enemies. Huh? That's why we can say, Lord, fight my battle. Why? Because his enemies are your enemies. Our greatest enemy is not the person sitting next to us, but it's that spirit that may be inside of them. That spirit that is anti-Christ, that is anti-Jesus. That's my enemy. And that's who we fight against. We don't fight against flesh and blood. We fight against those spirits that drive against Jesus. Those spirits that try to prevent Jesus from operating, not just in us, but also in the land. As I see the decisions that are going on in the land, it lets me see that Satan's spirit is moving freely. And there's not much resistance going on to what he wants to do. And if I'm not careful, that same spirit will have its way inside of me. But the scripture told you to do what? Resist the devil. Resist him. Put forth some resistance against the devil. Don't keep letting him have his way in your life. Resist the devil, right? Let him know that this is not the standard that you want to live by. This is not who you are. This is not who you desire to be. If you're not careful, you'll be no different than Sodom and Gomorrah. Huh? After the ashes blow on out the way and the grass start growing back in the ground again. Huh? Did the Lord destroy it? Yes, he did. He brought the whole civilization down to nothing. Huh? But then creation has its way and tries to bring back life. Oh, amen, Lord Jesus. That's true with you and I. How the Lord will allow the ashes, the fire from holiness to fall into your life and bring to ashes all of your sin, all of your devilment, all of your wrong ways. And the creative power of Jesus will allow your life to flourish. Huh? Will allow something beautiful to be made out of your life. And you don't want to forget what the Lord delivered you from, right? You don't want to forget what the Lord have delivered you from. He is the one that allows this stuff to come forth in your life called blessings. Huh? Every blessing the Lord allows to come your way, it comes from Jesus. He gets the credit for it all. Huh? He spoke a word and allowed things to happen. Huh? In a void, in a dark area of your life. Huh? When there was nothing profitable in your life, the Lord allowed a word to enter into the soil of your mind and bring something beautiful out of your life. Just like he did in the creation. God said, let there be light, and there was light. What was there first? It was all darkness. Huh? It was deep, thick darkness. It was gross darkness. But he called the light to appear, right? Just like he did in the creation, he spoke into our lives and allowed the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God. God to shine where? In our hearts, in our minds, right? Made something beautiful out of our lives. Huh? And we don't want that devil to cause us to forget. Huh? What the Lord has delivered us from. Huh? That's why it says, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Oh, read it again. I'm sorry. Yes. You rulers of Sodom. The Lord done put you in a position of authority now. Huh? He built Sodom back up. Huh? And put it in position to have rulers back again. Huh? But remember what it was. What was it? Lot's wife can testify. It was ashes. It was a place of judgment. Huh? But the Lord allowed it to come back up again, right? And the Lord says, hear the word of the Lord, right? You rulers of Sodom, give ear to the law of our God. Huh? Isn't that the truth? We need to stop going around quoting what the law of the land is saying. And we need to let be a default in our mind. What did the word of Jesus say? What did scripture say about this? What did the scripture say about my marriage? What did the scripture say about my finances? What did the scripture say about my attitude? What did the scripture say about the way I conduct myself? Huh? What did the word of the Lord say about these things? Huh? And I need to do what? Hear it and understand it. Huh? Come on, read a little bit more. Yes. Yes. The people of Gomorrah. Keep going. Yeah. What are you giving all this stuff for? What is the reason behind all of this stuff? Doesn't the Lord know your motives? You can't fool Jesus. Huh? You might be able to fool me, but you cannot fool Jesus. Remember, the word of God is quick and it's powerful, right? Divine asunder, right? It's a discerner of thoughts and the intents of the heart. It separates marrow from bone. It knows what spirit is driving that soul, right? You need to ask the Lord Jesus, not a right spirit to be in me. Lord, I want a right spirit to be in me, a right mind frame, right? I don't want to do this stuff with the wrong attitude, with the wrong mind frame. Huh? Why? Because Jesus knows me. And the Lord is telling me, check your sacrifices. Check what you're offering me. Huh? Come on, we want the fire to fall. But we're not paying attention to what we're giving Jesus and how we're giving it to him. I was thinking about that on my way to church this morning. We talk about fasting and praying, but we're not paying attention to the results. Ain't nowhere in the world you could tell me you had an effective fast when you're still struggling with your flesh. Huh? Your fasting ain't working. Huh? You may be denying the food. You may be turning over the cup. You may not be drinking, you may not be eating, but where is your mind at? Where are you crying out to Jesus in the midst of you denying your flesh? Look like after you come off of that flesh, you shouldn't be so carnal minded. You shouldn't be so full of your flesh. Huh? You don't come off of your fast to say, let me bring in all the food that I can take. Your fasting is no good. You should be denying yourself in such a way that the flesh should be loosing those bands on you. Huh? It shouldn't have such a stronghold on your mind and on your thoughts, right? That's the truth. That's when you fast effectively. Huh? You should not be so carnal minded. Huh? Remember, to be carnally minded is death. The devil will have you out there doing something that's supposed to be helping you, but it'll end up killing you. Huh? That's like I can just be down here calling on the name of Jesus with the wrong attitude, with the wrong mind frame, and wonder why do I keep getting up from the altar without the gift of the Holy Ghost? Why? Because you're not checking your sacrifices. Jesus said, for what purpose? Huh? For what reason are you offering this sacrifice? You ought to be calling on the name of the Lord because you want to be saved, right? You want to be delivered from you, right? I want to be delivered from me. Huh? The no good thing that is within me. I need the Lord to deliver me. I can't do this by myself. It is the Lord that heals you. Huh? You can't heal yourself. It is the Lord Jesus that heals you. All that stuff you go through during the day, all the stuff you see, all the stuff you feel, it is the Lord Jesus that heals you. Therefore, when you get on your knees, you are encouraged to open up your mouth and call on
his name. But you've got to check your purpose. Why am I calling on the name, right? Why am I calling on the name of Jesus? And the Lord say that? What is the purpose of your sacrifices? Huh? What's the motive of your sacrifices? Sayeth who? The Lord. Who are you offering these sacrifices to? You offering this stuff to Jesus. At the end of the day, you need to get his attention. Everything I'm doing, I'm trying to get the Lord's attention. I want the Lord to be pleased. Enoch had this testimony that before translation came on him, he pleased the Lord. You're doing all the things that you're doing so at the end of the day, when it is all said and done about you, I please Jesus, right? I'm doing all of this because I want to make the Lord happy. I want the Lord to smile on me. When he see me coming, I want the Lord to smile on me. When the Lord see me coming to eternity's door and he calls, I want him to smile. I don't want him to be upset. Huh? I don't want him to say, whoa, you old hypocrite. Huh? I don't want the Lord to look at me and say that. Huh? Come on, didn't he call Lot's wife? Call her right out of Sodom. Yes, he did. He gave her a word to deliver her from judgment. Told her, when I bring you out, do not look back. That was the word that was given to her. And he saw her coming. Huh? The Lord was in the place of blessing, waiting for Lot and his wife. Huh? He saw her coming. But what did she fail to do? She failed to hold on to what Jesus said. She thought she was going to beat Jesus because she could not see him, not realizing that the eyes of the Lord are in every place. He knows when you are coming up short with his word, and he will bring you into judgment right where you stand, right? Huh? He'll bring you into judgment right where you stand. Look at Lot's wife. She turned back, and immediately the fire that was falling inside her found her. Isn't that something? Found her right where she was at. Wasn't no fire falling where they was at until she looked back. And it's amazing when the Lord knows how to time that judgment. He knows how to calculate that judgment. That when none of the fire hit nobody else but her. Huh? It didn't hit Lot. It didn't hit his daughters. It hit her. Why? Because she was the one that utterly disregarded the word of the Lord. Remember, scripture say, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Huh? Don't you realize the Lord has put the salvation in the power of his word? He put salvation in his word, right? Yes, he did. He put salvation right in his word. And he's giving you all this word to allow you to live. Huh? Oh, yes, he is. He's giving you this word to teach you how to live. Doctrine is trying to teach you how to live. It's your discipline. How to discipline your life. Huh? Ain't about what you want to do, but it's got to be about what Jesus would say. How Jesus does these things. It ain't about what you want. Huh? Remember when they were on the boat fishing all day long? And the Lord said, go back out there. Cast your nets. Peter said, we've done this all day long, but nevertheless, at thy word, huh? He had to value that word first. In order for him to obey it, he had to value it, right? God knows when he followed the Lord's instruction, Lord brought more fish than they had ever seen. They had to call their friends and say, come help us. Come help us. Oh, that's what I love, that kind of blessing. When the Lord sink your ships, huh? He said, well, one writer said, you don't have room enough to receive all the blessings from Jesus. That's what I mean when I say just sit back and wait on Jesus. Let the Lord bless you in such a way that you won't have room enough to receive. So that the Lord can humble you and allow you to cry and say, thank you, Jesus, for blessing me in such a way that I don't have room enough to receive all of your blessings, right? If you don't get it like that, you don't want it, right? I don't want counterfeit. I want real. I want genuine. I want what come from above. Huh? Then you get the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost didn't come from the earth. It came from above. And it quickened your mortal body. Huh? That's why I feel sorry for you. Don't feel the presence of the Lord every now and then. Lord, I could quicken your mortal body. He ought to let you know he is in control, right? I'm in control. That Holy Ghost is there to let you know he's in control, right? Move yourself out the way and let the Lord have his way. Huh? Come on. I don't want to get off my thought. Said your sacrifices. What is the purpose?
Sacrificing me, said the Lord. I am full of the burnt.
I'm tired of getting this junk that you keep on feeding me. Huh? I'm tired of it. Why? Because you keep on giving it to me and you're not changing your ways. What good is it for you to offer and you're not changing your ways, right? Huh? Lord said, I'm sick and tired of your bulls and whatever. And your burnt offerings. You took the time to feed that sacrifice. You took the time to nurture it. But then you throw it up at the Lord on the altar and burn it and go back to your sinful ways. Lord said, it's not adding up. Huh? Come on. Know that a time for the Holy Ghost is not adding up. It is no reason why you should keep coming to the altar day after day, week after week, month after month, and you still get up not filled with the Holy Ghost. Check your sacrifice, right? Check your sacrifice. Huh? Am I saying this? This is the Lord's word. It looked like we're there. Huh?
Amen.
When I look around the households of faith,
Amen.
It looked like we're there.
Amen.
Huh? I was telling the brother the other day, I said, don't look like folk are coming through with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Not like they're supposed to. They got the tongue down back. They got the shout.
Uh-huh.
Huh? But how to live.
Jesus.
The discipline of the word.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? The word has to be hid in your heart.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
That's
that you right. Might not do a sin against Jesus, right? Huh? Where's the discipline of the word, right?
Jesus, that's it. Thank you, Jesus.
Huh?
That's it.
Where's the discipline of the word? Where's the word changing your life?
Jesus.
Changing your talk.
Jesus.
Huh?
Jesus.
Changing your attitude.
Amen.
Huh?
Jesus.
Changing how you approach these problems
that's
of life.
Right. That's right.
Huh?
Jesus.
Where are you going to the Lord saying, Jesus,
yes,
I need you to bring me through.
Uh-huh.
Jesus, look at the attacks of Satan.
Uh-huh.
I need you to bring me through.
Jesus, Jesus.
Huh? Come on. Are we having the attitude that we put up our fists
uh-huh.
and after we throw a couple of punches
uh-huh.
and we realize that enemy ain't going nowhere,
uh-huh.
then we want to ball up like a coward
uh-huh.
and say, hold up, Jesus. I can't beat him. No, you can't beat Satan like this.
Uh-huh.
Satan don't fight like this. Huh? He don't fight fair. He don't fight square. He cuts you at your ankles, right? He cuts you below your knee, right? And you'd be like, hold up, hold up. That ain't faith. Huh, that ain't faith. You're looking for a devil that has never fought fair. Huh? He has never fought fair. He's got one mission. To kill, steal, and destroy. That's all he wants to do. He's not trying to be your friend. He's not trying to be your buddy. That's why you need to ask the Lord, help me, Jesus, to clearly see this devil when he's coming my way. Let me know when he's talking. Let me know when he's got a smooth, slick tongue. Huh? When he's trying to ooze his way into my life, right? So I can put forth some what? Resistance. Huh? Say no. Huh? But did it work out?
No.
Why are you telling me no? No. I can't even go into the reason why I'm telling you no. Because it takes a righteous mind. Huh? But the only thing you need to know is where I stand. And where do I stand? I stand at no. Huh? Come on, saints. Be bold. Be bold. Be convicted. I stand at no. If it go against the Lord's word, I stand at no. Huh? I cannot back up. I cannot back up because the Lord has said it. And he told me to hear what? Hear the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord, right? He didn't tell me to listen to you. He told me to listen to him, right? That's the truth. Isn't that the truth? He didn't tell me to listen to you. He told me to listen to him. Huh? And I need to hear him. I need to check my sacrifices. Huh? The purpose of my sacrifices. I did all this preparation. Oh, yes, I did. You fed it. Huh? The Lord said, when you put it on it, it was fat. You fed it. Huh? You had the right amount of wood. You had the right amount of fire.
It brought forth an odor. Huh? But that odor became tainted when I looked at your mind. Huh? Isn't that something? It looked like it should smell good, but it stinks. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It stinks in the nostrils of Jesus, right? Huh? Why? Because of your attitude. I can't see the sacrifice because of what you are doing, right? You too much in the way, right? You too much in the way. It's all about you. Huh? Too much flesh, right? Man got to do what first? Deny himself. Is that what the scripture say? The man got to do that first? He's got to deny himself. And then take up the cross, right? Then make the sacrifice, right? He's got to deny himself. Huh? Come on, is that true? Read me a little bit more.
That I delight not in the blood of bulls.
Isn't it the truth?
Or of the lamb, or of the goat.
Uh-huh, yep.
When ye come to appear there before me.
Come on, this is what you're doing when you're coming on that altar. Saints, I want y'all to know I did not intend to go here this morning. That scripture is nowhere in your bulletin. But I think we need to hear it. I think we need to pay attention to it. Huh? See how the Lord set that thing all up? We started talking about the staff and the brazen altar and how people want to praise the staff and forget it's the Lord that heals you. It's Jesus that brought you out. Huh? It's not me. Who am I? I'm nobody. All I am is a vessel used by Jesus. You need to see the hand of the Lord orchestrating your deliverance. How he brought you out of nowhere. Huh? Brought you into a place that is called by his name, right? That's the truth. Lord did this for you. It is no mistake you are where you are. Huh? But you better not forget. After the Lord has taken the time and burnt all that stuff up. Yes, he did. He burnt all that stuff up. All of the memories. All of those behaviors that you used to have. That used to represent you. He burnt all of that stuff up by the power of his word. He got rid of all that you were by the power of his word. And he put a new spirit in you. When the Holy Ghost come in, it's a new spirit inside of you, right? New way of thinking. New way of doing things, right? Huh? That's the truth. Holy Ghost makes all things new. Huh? That's right. That you had a good testimony, sister. I don't care how many devils try to come and bring back the old you. Tell them, no, no. She is dead. Huh? She is dead. And she's dead because I wanted her dead. Huh? She didn't die against my will. I wanted her dead. I choked the life out of her. Huh? Huh? I choke the life out of her. How'd you choke her? With the word, right? That carnal man can't say the word. Every time he tried to get back up, I said, this is what the word says, right? I choked the life out of her. Put him in the place of death. Huh? Lord said, come up out that water. Walk in her in the newness, right? Huh? Yeah, that's truth, isn't it? Likewise, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed. Hot to this stuff, right? Your life is now in Jesus. Huh? Lord is tired of it. Tired of these sacrifices. Check your purpose, saints. Check your purpose. Why am I coming to church? Ask yourself these questions. Why am I doing this? Why am I picking up that paper? Huh? Why am I giving my offering? Why am I paying my tithes? Huh? Why am I putting on the clothes that I'm putting on? Why? Purpose. Huh? That word why means purpose. Reason behind you doing this, right? Why am I fasting? Huh? When it's a fast day, why am I doing this? Why am I getting on my knees, lifting up my hands, calling on Jesus? Why am I doing this, right? Purpose. I did not say this. It is in your book. The purpose of your what? Sacrifices.
Thank you, Lord.
Read a little bit more.
And it says here, thank you, Jesus, when you come to appear before.
That's all we're doing. That's all we're doing. All we're doing is coming into this place to appear before the Lord Jesus. And he already told you in the Psalms
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Huh? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Come into his courts with what? Huh? This is not what we do. This is what the Lord says. Lord told you when you come in here, be thankful, Jesus. Tell God I can't find nothing to thank the Lord for. Look back over your life. If you look hard enough, you will find a reason to say thank you to the Lord Jesus. Huh? Who woke you up this morning? Huh? That's reason enough to say thank you, Jesus. He gave you a mind to come to church. Look at all of those that you passed by that have no mind, right?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his courts with what? Praise. Be thankful unto him, right? And bless his name, right? Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
When you come before his presence.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tell God, I don't feel like getting on my knees. Called you. Don't get on down there then. Go sit in your seat. Go back in the dining hall. Go find some chips and water. And drink and eat your life away. Because one day the Lord is going to call. Huh? And you are going to get out of here. Huh? Not one prayer of the saints will hold Jesus back. Because he sets your bounds. He sets them. He establishes them. He determines how many days you're going to be on the earth. He's numbered your days as the days on the calendar. He knows how many steps you're going to make on earth. He knows how many times this foot is going to hit the earth. Huh? That's how much Jesus, that's how much he's in control. You think you're in control, but the Lord really is the God of all creation. He is the one that's in control.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus.
That's why Job said, seeing that my days are determined and the number of my months are with him. Huh? They're not with me. They're not with my doctors. Huh? They're with Jesus. I don't care how healthy you think you are. I don't care how much you control your diet. When Jesus already has a day with your name on it. Just like you go over there and you look on the calendar and it say Rosh Hashanah and all other kind of stuff is tomorrow and the Labor Day and Christmas and Thanksgiving. It's a day with your name on it. Huh? It's a calendar on the Lord's wall that has your name on it. Huh? And you're not getting by that day. It's got a name and it's got a time. Time to be born and a time to die, right? Huh? You guys already got it right there. Huh? Come on, keep me breathing, keep me moving. Ain't that something? Stop bringing all that vain stuff before Jesus.
If this is an abomination unto me,
uh-huh.
The new moon's established,
uh-huh.
Calling of assembly,
uh-huh.
And not away with.
What did he say there? Well, read that part again. I want to hear it.
That bring no more vain oblation.
Yeah, uh-huh.
If this is an abomination,
yes.
The new moon's established,
uh-huh.
The calling of assembly, I cannot away
yes.
with.
Yes.
It is iniquity.
It is iniquity. Huh? I don't care how many services we have. I don't care how many conferences we have. I don't care how many meetings we have. If we don't get rid of that wrong stuff that's not pleasing to Jesus, all of our sacrifices are no good. Huh? All of our sacrifices are no good.
Amen.
Keep going.
Even the solemn meetings, your new moons and your appointed feasts.
Isn't that something? What did the Lord say? What did the Lord? And do y'all realize all of this is because people didn't check their purpose? They thought that they were going to do it their way, and Jesus had to accept it. Jesus, you got to do this, huh? That's what Israel thought, that when the Lord brought them out of bondage, that he had to bring them into the promised land. And Jesus proved them wrong. He killed off that whole generation. Huh? That means Jesus don't need you, right? Isn't that something? Read a little bit more.
That they are a trouble unto me.
Yeah.
I am weary to bear them.
Uh-huh.
And when you spread forth your hand, I will hide my eyes.
Isn't that something? Do y'all want this? When we lift up our hands before Jesus,
We don't want the Lord to turn his face away from us. Why are we lifting him up? Because I need your help, Lord. I surrender to you, Jesus. And the last thing I want the Lord is to say, I don't see you. And why don't he say, because of your, you give more respect to sinning than you do to living right. You make it convenient for you to sin and make it difficult for you to live right. You get more joy out of sinning than you do out of living right. Huh? When it comes to living right, you got a huffy puff face. You blowing steam. Living right. When it comes to living right, you got a huffy puff face. Man. But when it comes to sinning, you all in it. You all smiles. And you don't think Jesus see your own nasty attitude, right? Lord said, I know how to deal with you. Jesus, I know how to get to you. I'ma let your fears come on you like whirlwinds. I'ma let troubles hit you from every side. And then you're going to throw up your hands to Jesus. Say, Lord, help, Lord. Jesus, please, Jesus. And he say, what? I'm going to turn my head. I'm going to turn my eyes from you. Keep going. You're going to cry a long time. You're going to pray a long time. And the Lord say, I'm not going to do what? I'm not going to hear you. But whoa. See, they only want the Lord to pay attention to what they want him to pay attention to. But Jesus said, I'm looking at the whole picture. I'm not just looking at you when you in here on prayer nights. I'm not just looking at you when you in here clapping your hands, praising me. I'm looking at you when there ain't nobody else around you. I'm looking at you when you're on your job. I'm looking at you when you in your home. I'm looking at you when you're in the streets. I'm looking at the total picture. And it ain't adding up. It's not adding up. You're saying hallelujah. But then you over here, man, what's taking them so long? They get on my nerves. I'm so happy to see you. Do you see what such and such have on? Jesus said, that ain't adding up. It's not adding up. Keep reading.
It says, wash you, make you.
Oh, here it is, saints. You got to make some changes. Everybody understand that? Yes. What is that? What verse number is that? Verse number 16? That should be my declaration. I need to make some changes. I need to stop going by what I've been doing and look at the results of what I've been doing. And if it's not giving me what I'm expecting to get, I need to make some changes. Jesus is not going to change. He doesn't need to change. He is already righteous. That's the truth. I just need to hear his word and do what is what? Right. Not in my sight, in his sight. Wash you.
Make you clean.
Put away the evil of your doings. Come before mine eyes. Keep going. See, in other words, stop doing evil. Stop being evil. Stop thinking evil. Stop talking evil. And what am I supposed to do once I stop doing all of this evil stuff? Start doing what is right. Open up the scriptures and see what the words say about it. Stop reading all these help books. Self-help books. Elder Scott, I don't read no self-help books. You might have the audio version. You say, Elder Scott, what you talking about? I ain't got no audio version. Yes, you do. It's them people you talking to on the phone, giving you all those advices. You should do this. If I was you, I would do it this way because this is what I did. And such happened. And then I did it this way. And then I went down and wrote this. And they gave me this. And they gave me that. That looks like what I want. So I'm going to follow behind you. Jesus said, look at how you treated me. Threw me to the back burner.
Thank you, Lord. Right?
That's a self-help book. That's a self-help book. I always listen to her because she gives me good advice. Is she saved? Huh? Do she have a mind to live for Jesus? Huh? You always talking about that saved. That's paramount. That's number one. Huh? Scripture says if a man's ways please him. How could that person's ways please the Lord and they ain't even got no Jesus inside of them? It don't add up, right? You need to do what? Learn to do well, right?
Seek judgment.
Yes. 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 And let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet. Yes. Yep. Keep going. Here you go. The Lord's word is talking to you, but what must I bring to the plate? What I got to bring to the table? You got to bring willing and obedient, right? If I be willing and obedient, I'll eat the good of the land. But if I refuse and I rebel, I will be devoured by the Lord's word. Do y'all realize that? Sword ain't no knife coming out nobody's pocket. It's the Lord's word. You will be devoured by the sword, meaning you're going to be killed by the Lord's word, right? Isn't that something? Didn't I tell you all this word can either help you or it's going to be the worst thing you've ever heard? Huh? Abscotta, what are you talking about? Go back to the text. Where did the fiery serpents come from? Who sent them? How did they get there? The word of the Lord. Huh? And when that word came, the scripture said, many died. Huh? Huh? Many died, right? And Moses, please. Can you talk to the Lord for us? Lest we all die. Moses went to the Lord, said, Lord, we pray, have mercy, Jesus. Lord says, take that staff and put on it a fiery serpent. And those that have been bitten, if they look up, they'll live. Huh? And Moses did just what he said do. And those that had been bitten, instead of dying, they did what? They lived. And what have we done? What have we done with that example? We've gone and carved wood. Don't want y'all pay no attention to this stuff that's up here. We carved wood. Huh? And we give all this respect.
Amen.
Huh?
Oh, that's right.
I got to pray right here. Why you got to pray right there? Because the cross is right here. I'm coming before the cross and kneeling before Jesus. Lord said, I'm sick of you. You got the wrong purpose. Huh? Cross ain't no salvation. But it's the one that did what? Died on that cross. Huh? He became a curse for us. Huh? Is that the truth? When we look at the cross and say, oh, the cross. Jesus looks at it and says, I went through a whole lot just to put these ignorant people, yes, in the position that they are in, that they have sacrificed, huh? They sacrificed and carved this stuff, put it around their necks, huh? Thinking that they're getting close to me, huh? And their hearts are far from me, right? That's what Jesus said. You draw nigh to me with your lips. But the real you. Isn't that something? Oh, yes, yeah, saints. I'm loving these series. I'm trying to tell you, this is a wake up for us. We need to wake up out of sleep and stop fooling around with the Lord. He's serious about what he says. We do not want to be walking in the wilderness. And the Lord has already pronounced a judgment on us that we are not going to get in. In other words, what is he saying? I don't want to be going on with the rest of my life. I'm 46 now. I don't want to get to my promise. Well, if my promise is 70, the Lord let me live on to see 83 or whatever number it is on my allotment. I don't want to get there and get to the door after I've done all of this
And the Lord say, depart from me. I never knew you, right? And I sit there, Lord, I preached to all these people in your name. I carry with the people, Jesus. I picked them up, took them to church, Jesus. Lord said, you are a worker of iniquity. Huh? You didn't get rid of the things that the Lord showed you. Remember, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine. For what? Reproof. Right? Lord will look you over if you let him, right? And he's just not going to look you over just to be making you feel bad. He's looking you over for a purpose. To do what? Correct you, right? To correct you. To do what? Reprove you, right? And instruct you in what? Doing it the right way. What the writer told you, learn to do well. Doing it the what? The right way. Your way is not the right way. There's a way that does what seems right. But the end of it. It's true. It's true. It's true, saints. Take the Lord's word. Hide it in your heart. You may not sin against Jesus. I had many people come up to me and say things that they thought was right. And they went and found scripture to try to find it. Back it up. Say, well, see, the Lord, the word say this. The word say that. No. You're taking that thing way out of context. You're not checking the spirit that's driving you to go there. What is motivating you to go into the Lord's word and pull out this scripture to reprimand me? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're going to correct me. They're going to set me straight because I've been doing it the wrong way all this time. Huh? I'm trying to tell you what you'll do when the devil got a hold of your mind. You'll go grab the Lord's word to justify your evil ways. And it seems right. But the end. Huh? Go look at the end of that fella. I'm still here preaching truth. Look at the end of that fella. Where is he at? Smoking weed. Huh? Babies out of wedlock. Doing the do. Huh? But you're going to reprimand who? So I'm trying to tell you, don't you be fooled. That same spirit that jumped into Dathan and called them, it'll jump right inside of you. So be careful, saints. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Realize the enemy is after you. He's not after you to play games with you. He's after your soul. He wants your soul to be lost by any means necessary. Whatever the Lord would permit. Yeah, he can't bring nothing on you unless he get the Lord's permission on it. But whatever the Lord permits, he's coming. Huh? Whether it be a virus or a disease or poverty or loss. Whatever the Lord say is acceptable. Huh? Then they had to do that to Job. He had to ask permission. And the Lord removed the hedge. And as the Lord removed that hedge, guess what that devil did? He came with vengeance. Huh? He could have killed all the family, but he wanted to antagonize that brother's mind. He said, all of them are dead except for me. And I'm coming back to do what? Tell you. Do you think that was good news? And then while one was telling him, another one came back. All of them are dead except for me. And I am coming back to tell you. See how he does? That devil's real slick. That's why you got to be real careful and ask the Lord, Lord Jesus, help me to hear him. Help me to recognize Satan when I see him. Because he's got a little slick tongue. And he just shows up out of nowhere. Talks all nice and sweet. I was telling my wife there, I said, be careful. Let your yea be yea and your nay be yea. Nay. Why? Because they'll set you up. Huh? Everything will be so jolly, jolly, and then the next minute they'll cut you. And look how bad you be feeling as well. I don't understand why they say such horrible things. They were being so nice to me. Why? Because you didn't understand what you was dealing with. Huh? You were dealing with a demon. Huh? And remember, the devil only comes to do this. Steal, kill, and do what? He is not your friend, saints.
Never has been and never will be. Always remember that. Not just him, but also his workers. His workers got the same mission that he has, right? All right, I'm done. Held y'all long enough.